Now, you left us last time, Julian, with King Siebert, who I think it's King Siebert II the Good.
That's right, yep.
And he was murdered.
He was indeed.
What happened there?
Well, the chronicles tell us that he was murdered by two brothers, kinsmen, who were unable to bear his piety. In other words, they couldn't stand his ramming religion down everyone's throats.
Right.
So they did away with him, I'm afraid. They were cousins. Their names were Swithelm and Swithfrith. Wonderful names.
Absolutely.
One of the interesting things about them is that, of course, they buried their predecessor. And they had this problem of, how do you bury someone who is a Christian and we're not?
Right.
We're pagans. And the answer is, you do a sort of mix and match burial. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because a few years ago, the mound in Southend, where allegedly the Prittlewell Prince, or the King of Bling, I think.
Right.
I think they did a Time Watch program on him, I think, as well, or a Time Team special.
Right.
But where he was buried. Now, there are some people who think it was Seibert who was buried there, that very early king. But the goods that have been found in the mound, glass goods, silver, some silver, gold, they all date from the period 600 to around about 650.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is you can't really have Seibert buried there because he died in 616. A better candidate is Siebert II.
Right.
Who, of course, we know they murdered and replaced. So that seems to fit in with that first 50 years of the 7th century. And this, the Prittlewell Prince, was found with two gold crosses covering his eyes, or where they would have been if there'd been a body.
Well, that's right.
But the two gold crosses are still there. The finds, I believe, it's hoped that they will one day return to Southend in a specially built museum. They're in the Museum of London at the moment,
right.
But they have been once to Southend on a sort of special loan exhibition, and I understand they are coming again, but I don't know the dates yet, so your listeners will have to watch out for that.
Okay.
Swithfrith, he died first around about the year 663,
mm-hmm.
probably from plague, because plague broke out in the 660s, and Swithelm, His brother, he died in 664, but not before reconverting. He was baptized, but only personally, not his. He didn't have the whole people done, just himself. So
just himself.
He probably wanted
safe
to play
God.
It safe. Yeah, one way or the other, he was going to heaven.
Even though he'd bumped somebody off.
Right. Yeah, well, that was the greater good, perhaps.
Yeah.
And then they were replaced by, or rather the last one, Swithelm, was replaced by his cousin, whose name was Sebi, and a cousin once removed called Siaher the First. And more about them next time.
Okay, thanks very much, Julian.